Alicia, how was your day today?
Honestly, great. I slept amazing.
Nice, good.
That means I'll do a good episode.
Remy, woo! How'd you sleep?
Not great, because I've been going to bed at like 2 a.m.
Why?
Because I've been on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bad, though.
Or you were having a good night with Cal.
No, Cal was downstairs watching TikTok. I was upstairs watching TikTok.
Yeah, no, no. What? Yeah, whatever helps you sleep better at night. Yeah.
Zin, you had a good night?
I had a great night.
Good.
3 hours of sleep.
Oh.
3 hours.
Crushing
it. I have a hard time sleeping. I need something to really knock me out at night, and nothing works like sleepy tea time. Sleepy time tea does not work.
Yeah, have you tried a sleepy girl mocktail?
Yeah, but like, I'm not drinking a glass of sugar before bed.
It's good for you.
No, it's not.
It helps. No, it helps put you to bed.
It's like melatonin.
The cranberry magnesium. That has like 40 grams of sugar. I can't.
Well,
that.
The nutritionist actually said eat some fruit before bed.
Oh, I forgot.
Do you remember
that? Saw Goliath for a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, but
fruit
is different than like what's in those juices. Those are like pure. Pure sugar.
What about great?
That's good, right?
And sugar spikes your like. Sugar makes you like stay up. It
what about
like
just magnesium then?
Yeah,
with melatonin.
I tried that. It like maybe I need like a different form of magnesium. I know there's different forms of magnesium you're supposed to take. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm doing the wrong one because it's not working.
You're supposed to eat the raw metal.
I do not, bro. I can see my hair from here. That's not good.
It's not bad.
All right, everyone compliments it when we start. Okay.
Zin, your hair looks really good today.
Thank you so much. I just rolled out of bed.
Let me get one of these.
Are you using the K18? Are you using K18? It looks great.
You get a car! You get a car! You get a car!
Wow.
It just got more voluminous, and it's staying.
Jordan told me it's giving Ellen. It made me want to decapitate my head.
It's giving cockatiel right now.
Cockatiel?
No, look at it now.
Cockatoo or cockatiel?
Cockatiel.
What's that?
Those a little baby bird.
Yeah.
So it's not like the big bird, like cockatoo.
It's giving chicken little.
Chicken little,
yeah.
Chicken little. I'm about to put my hat on, so you guys don't have to worry about it anymore.
No, I think you should. I think it'll make you feel better.
Heard what these guys were saying before we started recording.
We said it was good.
I forced them to give me compliments.
We said stop.
Maybe just one flat down now.
Okay.
One.
Nice, don't touch it.
Is that good?
I think so.
I can't.
Perfect. Don't touch it.
Okay.
I'm so happy. I feel like we haven't recorded in a while. I feel like we're due.
It's 2 weeks every time.
I know, but it just feel like we need to, you know, catch up.
I know, and a lot has happened in the past 2 weeks. We went to Coachella. Lana Del Rey recognized Alicia again.
Again. Isn't it twice? Didn't you hit her twice?
Hit her?
Or is that once? I hit her, like interact. Or was that the first time?
I can't. I can't look at just
I
the
can't
same
fix it. Don't wear the hat.
I have to. I have to because you guys keep looking at me and I can see. I can feel it.
Oh, a new hat.
Yeah.
Come on, budget.
From Guest Pound.
Let's go.
From Guest Pounds.
Come on, Guest.
From Guest Pound Town.
Much better.
Yeah, you
good,
like that?
Good.
Okay.
Ugh, I can't.
Yeah.
It's rockin', so flowy.
Rocking in our biggest sponsors. You know, we got taken care of this weekend, did you?
Zin, yeah, I took care of myself.
We do not brag. We do not do that.
Yeah, Heath and I were just luxuriously taken care of. You girls might not relate to that, but, you know, we were flown out, staying in the compound.
I will say, when I was driving, I definitely saw some planes overhead.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck these
bitches. How'd that make you feel?
Honestly, I was like, Zane's probably freaking out right now. So
I was. I thought I was going to die the whole time. There's a lot of wind on short flights. There's a lot of wind up
especially
there.
Over the desert.
Because you're lower.
You can't get as high up.
You're not going
too
high up. You're going right over the highway.
Yeah.
It's scary up there.
I don't mind it. I think it's fun.
You like the bumping?
Private jet?
To me, I see, I don't know. I'm just like really used to like flying private. So I guess it just doesn't like bother me at this point. No, I kind of, to me, it's like a roller coaster. When we hit turbulence, I put it in my head that it's fun. And I'm like, this is cool.
Absolutely not.
And when you look at it like that, it kind of, you don't freak out.
Remy, are you like grabbing Cal's hand whenever like
no,
turbulence
No, I'm grabbing
is?
The armrests because, and I'm just like praying for dear life every time I'm shaking. My hands are so sweaty.
Oh my God.
Is Cal not around you because he's usually in economy?
Shut up.
I get that. Baby, you're sitting back there.
She's texting him. You doing good?
I get my hands are too sweaty. Do your hands sweat too?
Not when we're flying. It's more panic. I'm sweating inside.
I just flew and I looked at my hand and it was dripping.
Oh my God.
Literally like a couple days ago.
You're a clamper?
I've thought about getting Botox in my hands
before.
Do you
have hyperhidrosis?
Is that where you get the Botox or the
like people who have really sweaty palms and like excessive sweat?
I think so.
We're being so relatable right now this episode. What, we're 4 minutes in?
People have sweaty hands.
Botox, private jets. Oh.
I've heard if you get Botox in the hands, it stops the sweating, but it makes the sweat go other places because it needs to secrete somewhere.
Oh, you know like that. When you have like your Botox person like come to your house and like they set up like
just yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Heath, have you ever gotten Botox?
No, I want to though.
Yeah, where have a great if you girl. If you were to get Botox, where would you want to get it?
Probably my forehead.
Forehead.
Raise your eyebrows. Let's
that shit
see.
Is far back.
Let's see.
Oh yeah. It's like, it's very smooth when you're resting.
Yeah. It's just like, also like I'm always kind of trying to perk my eyes up because they look tired all the time.
So I never understood people getting Botox like in their, like wrinkles on their head. It never looks bad to me. Every time I see a wrinkle on someone's face, I never in my head go, ooh, getting old. Unless you're like really wrinkly, you know, there's a point where it's like, oh wow, that's a lot of wrinkles. But like, you know, when I smile, like, and you see like the
crows.
Yeah. To me, it looks,
it's character.
You know what it is? I'm going to say, it sounds so cliche. It's beautiful. I think creases in like the eyes, it's, you know, when you're editing a photo and you put like a little bit of clarity and it makes you pop a little bit, it's like sharpens you a little bit. I think it like does that. That's like a natural, like, clarity. And sharpen
filter.
Tool.
Yeah.
Filter on your face that like you would usually do when you're editing.
Maybe that was really beautiful.
It was.
I do that. That's probably why I like it. I like the little nicks and crannies. Like in everybody's
guys, what nicks and crannies?
So good.
Whatever.
I think that was so sweet. I think it's personal preference for sure. I would like to not move, but that's just me. That's just me.
Porcelain, please.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
That was such a sweet sentiment, though. Yeah.
Should we roll the intro?
Yeah.
Let's get it. I'm ready.
Get into it.
Hit it, baby.
I'm Zay.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
And this is an extra special episode.
Yes. Why is that?
Cut to the wide, bitches.
Boom! Oh! We just hit 100K subscribers! Wow.
Thank you guys.
We're not sure, or are we sure what name we're going to put on the plaque?
What do you mean on the
100K subscribers. Uh-huh. Are we going with basically unfiltered? Is that the name?
I think we have time. I don't think we have to do it right now.
We can always test it.
I think it's important to send in the name that we hit 100K subscribers to. So basically, we should put basically unfiltered. Okay. And if we have to change it, then it's changed. But like in the moment.
I thought you meant pretty.
I was like, I think
sweetie,
they might
did you
want
see that
the
letter?
Plaque.
The team takes it.
They take the plaque.
They're like, that's ours.
Season.
Such a season.
No, we are basically unfiltered.
Yes, we are basically unfiltered.
Until further notice.
Wait, that's such a good name. Until further notice. That's actually a good name.
Don't. We
wait, what?
So
wait.
Over us.
Our group chat for the last like 2 weeks has been just like name options. We were going through, everybody commented on the last episode and they were like sending in a bunch of great stuff, but then there was like too many good things and we like couldn't decide. And then it was like, we
the
just
worst
needed
was
to pick
when
one.
I sent one being like, this is so good. No reply.
Yes. I sent quite a few. No reply. I think at that point, everyone's just sick and it's like let's just stick with it. And honestly, the top comment was basically unfiltered. So like, if we're going to go with what you guys picked, that was the top one. It had the most likes on it, I'm pretty sure, last time I checked. And so we're going to go with it.
Even when we launched Pretty X Unfiltered, the comments were, why wasn't it called basically unfiltered?
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
That's okay.
Everything worked out.
It did.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
And we honestly just don't have time to come up with an original name. It would take another 2 months if we like really tried to think of one and we're like, we don't want to waste time.
Let's we got just, it though.
Unless we keep this 100K sign up here.
100K unfiltered.
It's just layer on layer on layer on layer.
But
just keep adding.
I know.
But again, thank you to the team over on Pretty Unfiltered side.
We love
for
you.
For being so nice. We love you so much. We try to do it as fast as we can and we did it and we're here. So.
People also loved our debate segment, which I think we should start implementing like every few episodes.
Oh, I'm sure you both loved it.
I know.
Ate that shit.
We ate that shit.
And you know what
you
sucks?
Did, actually.
No, shut up. And you know what sucks? What sucks is that you both knew you both were better than us and you decided to team up.
No,
that's
I want, why we want us done.
It was premeditated.
It's because we're sitting here. Yeah.
It was 100% premeditated and I knew it.
It's the way that we're like, how are we going to have a debate if I'm looking at you and like, yeah, you know,
we could easily switch seats.
Okay, well,
we're not locked down to these seats.
Let's switch next time then.
I'm
fine.
In a pink chair. Maybe I didn't want to sit in a pink chair. Maybe
you
forced me here.
Literally chose the first.
No,
seat.
No, I had
of
only two options, mother effers, and it was either that side or this side, and I chose this one.
I will say the pink one is way more soft and squishy. And
I wish I had the pink.
Sorry, guys.
You know what? I wish you did too. But we're here now. I love my chair.
I love my chair too. Yeah.
Nasty today. Nasty.
Sorry. It's just, we spent so much time on my hair.
It's the hair.
I have a hat on it. It didn't look good, Alicia. Let's just push through it.
Aww.
Guys, just comment down below.
Comment down below. But
comment down below if you want a free car.
You don't look like Ellen.
I do, because Jordan is usually pretty honest.
Usually
pretty honest, and I
just
that's fine.
That's okay. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Okay, cool.
A cockatiel.
A cockatiel. Mm-hmm. I did not know there was a cockatiel.
You know, let's start pulling up animals of who everybody reminds them of.
Wait, let's play that game.
Don't.
No.
No, we're in a good mood. We don't want to like
start into fights.
Oh, man.
Okay, we're done. All right. Well, welcome back to another basically unfiltered episode.
Woo!
We're at 100K. Thank you so much.
I want to hear about Lana Del Rey. Oh! Like, that's the big thing that happened. I feel like we have to address that.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about weekend one first and then
yeah,
two?
I guess we can go into
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I will say, speaking of guests, the whole time we were on the party bus going to Neon, I kept leaning over to Mariah being like, I can't believe I'm here with guests.
You guys get that star treatment. The way they just give you a driver is insane.
The other years we would share rides with the other houses, but this year we got our own, which was really sick.
That's so crazy.
So we got to just like kind of leave.
I honestly felt so bad for our driver. His hours were insane.
Aww.
But he was the sweetest guy in the world. Yeah. He was so, because he would take us to the festival and then he would sit there in the parking lot and just wait until you're done.
Oh, wow.
I asked our driver, I was like, what do you do? He was like, sometimes I'll get food, but most of the time we just sit and us and the other drivers will like talk. And I'm like, oh my God, you have your own little tailgate.
They're so kind. We want to get reinvited. So good.
Ethan Mariah probably won't go next year, though. They'll have kid by the time three kids by next year.
I think you'll have a kid by next year.
Three.
But I was saying, honestly, older still such a little like good vacation with kids, too. It's like
Coachella?
A house, pool.
Yeah. A little water park.
Yeah. that biggest water park the kids will probably see. They'll think it's a lagoon.
No, we probably won't have a kid by next year, but the following.
Wait, that's my timeline too. We can be parents at the same time.
Although drunk Remy leans over to me at the bar at Coachella and goes, I'm pushing back my timeline. I want to party longer.
No way.
I forgot about that.
That's good.
When I'm having fun partying, I obviously
you're on go mode.
Want to keep that going, exactly. But when I'm sober, I'm like, next, I'm pregnant. I'm 34 weeks today.
Yeah. No, I get it. And because once you have kids, your life is like completely different. So I understand when people want to like wait a little longer.
I already feel like we're hitting it kind of late. Really? So I just want to crank them out. I know Mariah does too.
Damn. I'm going to be an aunt.
Four?
You want four?
She wants four really bad.
Oh my God.
Four. What if they're all boys or all girls?
I would hope that we would have at least one set of twins.
You want like, twins?
So
I want twins too.
But just for the sake of not having to wait another year, because like we want to get them out as quick as possible.
Got
it. I don't want to be like a older dad.
What's the science in twins?
I have no idea.
Is that something where like someone in your... Because my mom had twins, but like I remember we were looking back at our generation, and nobody had twins except for my mom.
So you can have like, if an egg drops and it splits, that doesn't have to be genetic, but that's how you get identical twins. But in split genetic, it can be themselves. Multiple.
Can you do like, you know how people have, what do they call it? Where you can have like a test tube baby and you can put them together. Can you like force twins? Oh, well, like the Octomom like, did that, right?
You can do anything these days.
Octomom. My brother was just telling me that one of their friends got pregnant, I believe through IVF, with triplets, but they didn't want triplets, so they took one of the babies out and froze that embryo.
No way.
And then they had the twins, and then 2 years later had the third baby that they had frozen.
Whoa.
So they're technically triplets, but they're but they're not. They're, it's a set of twins and a, another
that's
baby.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? Science is so cool.
They did that for what reason again?
They just didn't, they didn't want triplets at one time. So they're like, we'll have a set of twins and then another baby that's later on crazy. When we're ready for a third.
But they were like, as soon as that they were pregnant, they were able to. Sorry, I'm like confused right now.
No, that's what I was wondering too. I guess you can. I mean, they did
so it. So you're like, you find out you're pregnant. Oh, you got triplets. We're going to remove one right now.
I think
scientists watching this podcast right now.
That's a.
Anyone ever watching this podcast.
Jesus? I don't know. To me, like, that's a. That could be a demon baby.
Wait, maybe they weren't inside. Maybe that was. Like, yeah, I didn't think that one through till right now. There is a very large world where they aborted. Didn't put him in. They didn't put him in. And maybe they just. They waited, but I'll follow up and I'll come back next week. With
we're gonna fact check. Yeah, we're not because we're gonna forget.
There were three at one point. I'm not sure if they were inserted or not, but I would assume not. And then they froze one for later.
Cool,
but yeah, twins would be cool. I think. I don't know. I feel like everybody loves twins. Like it's exciting.
Oh, it's so fun.
But I also like the whole like the matching stuff. I think it's cute.
No,
like the
twins
outfits.
Are so cute.
Yeah.
Twins are so cute, but the idea of having two babies at the same time sounds really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cal has twin siblings.
Whoa.
You could have twins.
I really want them. They had Cal, and then they weren't trying. On accident, his mom got pregnant, so she wanted to do the ultrasound, and they're like, by the way, it's twins. And she was like, are you kidding me? Like a year and a half apart.
I wonder if there's a study with twins where, like, most twins have just better lives because they always have, like, their... Other like best half. Friend right there.
It looks fun. Them,
right?
It looks
There's got to be a study where like a happier life is in most twins.
I can see that.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no like jealousy or anything because they're both like the same.
Like you have like your buddy.
Yeah. Like if I had a twin brother, that'd be insane.
I'm sure it comes with its own set of challenges, but it also looks really fun.
Yeah.
And you could just like talk to them in your head whenever you want. Like they could be like telepathy. In another state and you could just talk to them. Isn't that crazy?
What do you mean?
Like in your, like
in you could talk in your head.
I mean, yeah, that's not a, it's no. not a proven thing.
It's like a thing, but it's not like that. I feel like they just are on the same wavelength.
Remember those two girls? They were telepathic.
Stop. They were frauds. No, they were.
Oh my God, I know who you're talking about.
Those girls got us. Those girls got us good. We couldn't believe. We were shocked. But that was embarrassing.
Boy, they sold it though.
They did.
Wait, I do not know what we're talking about.
People do this all the time. It's kind of like a party trick now, but you can.
I'm thinking of a celebrity.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I gotta tell somebody. Okay. I hope I'm playing it right.
Okay.
All right, pay attention.
Oh, the snaps is the name of the game.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
So you know what it is.
Yeah. That's Damn. So old. Oh, my God.
I actually kind of forgot. How do you start that game again?
Like snaps is the name of the game. The name of the game is snaps. All right.
Okay. Snaps is the name of the game. The name of the game is snaps. All right.
Wait.
Really pay attention.
I thought you were trying to hypnotize him, to be honest.
I think we're still playing it wrong.
Now you got it?
Nope.
I don't think he's doing
I thought I did it.
No.
I've never understood this game.
Someone in the comments could be like, I got it.
Only if you did it right.
So first name starts with the A.
Mm-hmm.
Really pay attention. I don't like that name.
Last name is R.
Oh.
No.
Oh, what is it? Ariana Grande?
I didn't play it right.
I thought you'd do like, right. All right, pay attention. So it'd be like initials
are AP. I think when you're snapping or making
those
clap noise,
those
are the vowels. So like I did all right, whatever I said, that's A. And then I snapped once, that's A for the vowels. And then I said, really pay attention, R. And then I snapped four times for A-E-I-O, and then now did you get it? Aaron, but I didn't finish yet.
Oh, gotcha.
That's how you play it, right?
Something like
I
that.
I don't know.
I fooled you guys, huh?
Gotcha.
Got everybody.
But yeah, that's basically what they did, but they were like selling it that they could like read each other's minds.
Pretty impressive.
But they did it really well. They were so confident with it too.
I feel like we need a party trick.
To fool people?
Yeah.
No, you do. Jumping on people's back without notifying them first before doing it.
Oh, that shit, the backbreaker. Yeah, all weekend long.
Snap in half.
Just sprinting across the field and then the tackle.
She just doesn't, like, just no,
no, I
no heads up.
I'm like, I'm going to jump. My favorite was Ollie because he's like, huh? I jump, we both fall the fuck over.
This was, all right, so this was day two of Coachella. We didn't really see them the first day. Maybe for a little bit. By the second day, we had a little bonding night. Bonding time for the festival. So we immediately see them, and this is my first, I've seen Alicia out, like, drunk at parties, whatever, but, like, I've never seen her this far, and she was...
I'm fun.
She was on your level.
What is it called? Schoolisha? Is that when she's really drunk?
No, but good.
What's Schoolisha?
Schoolisha was her series that she did. Yeah. Her drunk name is Loche.
Oh, Loche. Yeah, okay. She was Loche. Loche, yeah. And her with my roommate Danielle.
Both of them together were a mess.
Love her.
I know, she's
I
the
bet
best.
You do.
She is so funny. She just harassed Cal the whole night about being his best man.
Oh my gosh.
But it was really fun though. We all went to our first K-pop.
Wait, my favorite was watching Remy's vlog and you not knowing how to say Le Sserafim was so funny.
Oh, that was so good.
They were so, Le Serotonin? they were my favorite band.
Unbelievable.
They were really good, right?
So good. Like, just the performance, everything about it.
That's what I thought.
Unbelievable.
They got really dragged online for their performance because people were saying they sounded really bad, but I thought they sounded great.
Well, to be fair, I had nothing to compare it to. So like true. Their live was
my eyes were closed.
I mean, I did see Blackpink's performance on like my phone, like the like TikToks from last
really
year.
Good.
Yeah. That was really good.
I think that was my favorite set last year.
They were really good.
They like took over the whole festival, right? Like everybody was watching that set.
Yeah, for sure.
Like.
I mean, I was watching the interpreter the whole time though too.
He was amazing.
Oh, man.
He was amazing.
So good. Like, honestly, looked like a background dancer over there signing it at the same time.
He was really good.
I heard
so
they good. Go through years of training just like the K-pop girls do, too.
I would imagine.
So when they're a baby, they train them. They train them all the way through, and it is cutthroat.
Government mandated.
It is. It is.
He was incredible. The interpreter for Rihanna's Super Bowl. Do you
oh my
remember
God.
That?
So, went viral.
Insane.
Yes.
I
also,
so good.
I felt bad because there was no deaf people around watching it. So I kind of stood up there at the fence and acted
Did
deaf.
Did you pretend?
To make it seem like he was signing to somebody.
That's sweet. I get
we
it.
We were cheering him on. He was really good.
Is that messed up?
I don't think that's
I just didn't want, like, he was killing it and I didn't want him to think he was doing it for nobody.
Yeah, we were cheering him on for sure.
Well, you could have also made an announcement, like sign language, like, is there anybody actually deaf here right now.
Well, it's nice that I could sign to him, so it's not like, you know, I was like, he really thought.
You know ASL?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, my aunt and uncle are deaf.
Wait,
so
that's amazing.
So I took it in high school so I could.
You probably should have started that, Heath, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Remy was sitting here like sipping her water. Yeah, no, he's been deaf for a long time.
My uncle?
No, sorry. He's known sign language for a long time.
Oh, I don't know what's happening, but that's super cool.
Yeah, it's a really fun language. Yeah, I mean, you took it, you know.
You took classes, right, in high school?
Yeah. And then in
or
college.
Did you know already?
I did two in high school and two in college, 4 years total.
Wow. Yeah.
First YouTube video.
Why don't
was
you?
Was it really?
His first YouTube video.
Wait, I want to. Can I see
it? It's me signing Lips of an Angel.
It wasn't like.
Oh, that's so
I
cool.
Loved that song.
Yeah, me too. It's me with my long hair and I've got my hat like this. And I'm just up there signing it.
That's amazing. Is it still up?
No, I privated it. But I can show you.
Hey, send
did
us a link. Yeah,
did you
link.
Have to post that to YouTube for the
class?
For the class?
I did that too. I probably have unlisted videos from like school projects or something. And I remember being like, please no one ever find this. So I made a whole separate YouTube.
And I saw YouTube as a like a Vimeo or some way to like send a video.
Yeah. That's wait, true. I had to do a Bible project in high school. And instead of the option was to do a video. And obviously I loved doing videos. So I was like, oh, I'll do the video. It's still on YouTube.
Really?
The Beatitude Rap.
The what? The Beatitude Rap? What is that? It's a Bible rap that you
doesn't sound very biblical.
Say Jesus, Jesus. Like what kind
I'll
of,
show
what
you. I'll show you after. It's funny.
Oh, we're going to play it right
funny.
Now.
I got an A-.
Oof.
Sucks.
What were the points knocked off for?
I don't know. I thought we killed it.
Bad flow.
Yeah, that's
this shit just sucked. But she did hit all the points, so it just didn't flow right.
Yeah.
Weak rhyme. Also, I noticed you have a very specific drunk laugh.
Uh-oh. Wait.
Can you
my
reenact
gremlin
it?
One?
It's very like...
Wait, Yeah,
like, and I've never heard it before. And then you did it. I was like, that was an accident. That sounded funny.
She
and
didn't mean to do that.
And then it was all night. I was like, oh my God, you really do have this.
It's giving the Justin Bieber where he's like, that's a weird laugh.
I like that laugh.
Like, it was really you being funny, though. Sober around all of us, I'm while so we're sorry. Like really drunk. Is it what is the experience like?
Honestly, it's fun. Like, it's fun to watch people.
He was rolling his eyes the whole time, but it's okay. I'm not.
I wish. You get to enjoy, like, you enjoy the moment, but also, like, you get to remember it. There's no, like, flashbacks where you, yeah. like, forget about something, but, like, you just, like, have everything.
I felt so bad because I kept looking at Heath and I was like,
FOMO.
Are you having FOMO? Like, because I asked you, I was like, what's it like? Yeah, yeah. I was like, what's it like? And you're like, I kind of have a little FOMO sometimes. So I was like, oh. So then if I was having a lot of fun and we'd make eye contact, I'd go, FOMO. And I felt so bad because then I'm like, I probably fucking reminded you every time.
It's, I mean, when there's like in a sober, like a really sober person is around drunk people, it's really tough. Like the dynamic is tough. Cause I remember like, I saw you guys at like the next day and I was like completely sober and like you guys were all drunk. And I felt this like wall between us where like, cause I didn't want to like, I don't like conversing with drunk people when I'm sober. Cause it's just like, it just doesn't go anywhere. So I tried to like avoid it.
They're very forgetful.
Yeah.
They'll like tell you the same thing. You're like, yeah.
Not in a mean way, but just like, you're just like, yeah, I'll get there. But I just feel like I have to ignore everybody until like I get a couple of drinks in there.
It's like going to like a buffet on a diet. Mm-hmm. You're like, obviously I would have way more fun if I was going to town, but like I have to do what I have to do right now. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I just don't even go at that point. I stay home. Like turning on a good movie instead of like putting myself in that situation, I think is just so much better for my mental health.
It was a really good time. Yeah. That was my first sober year and I liked it this year the best.
We had a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly.
It was. And how empty it was like perfect. At first when I walked in, I was like, oh, it's too empty. And then I realized how fast we were getting our drinks, our food, our pizza. Pizza usually takes 3 hours to get it.
Uh-huh.
But it took 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice. It was a great experience. Guys, if it's empty again next year, just go.
No, don't go. Gatekeep it.
Oh, yeah.
Coachella sucks.
Sucks. Don't go.
I was thinking, I was like, oh, damn, this is going to look really bad for Coachella next year. But then people are going to see how empty it is this year, and they're going to want to go next year with how empty it is.
I also think they're going to have to really step up the headliners or just the list in general.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I was telling
Zane, I think like next year is going to make or break it.
Yeah.
To where if it's bad again, it's downhill. But if they come back and it's like a banging lineup, it's going to be like, okay, they're back. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was so good. Lana was so good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your friend.
So
your friend.
The first weekend, I definitely, probably when I was jumping on someone, I was walking and I looked down and then I go, oh, I don't have my vlog camera.
You were so calm about that too.
I'm calm when I lose my shit because it's usually my fault. Like, it's not like someone stole it. I was like, we knew that would happen.
I would be more upset if it is my fault.
Yeah, I'd be 10 times more upset if it was.
If somebody stole it, I'd be like, it was out of my control. Somebody did this to me.
Oh.
If I'm like, if I knew I lost something, I'd be like, idiot, stupid.
Oh my God. Well, again, I'm fucking doing cartwheels over there. Like, probably threw it.
But did it hit you once you were sober?
No.
No.
I just remember being like, oh, I don't have it. That was my fault. I was like, damn it. I also didn't vlog that. Like, I had good footage, but like, I was more just like, oh, the footage. So I was really hoping someone would just randomly email it to me or something like that. I was like, keep the camera. That's fine. That's replaceable. Yeah. But the footage sucks. So it's fine.
It's crazy that the footage is everything. I can lose a $20,000 camera and I don't care about it as long as I have that footage. Like, please let me have that footage and you could take the $20,000 camera.
I'd be sad about both, personally.
They sent you a new camera, I just saw.
Yeah, Canon sent me a new
which
camera.
Which is insane.
That was a quick turnaround that they sent you that camera.
I know. I was like, nice. I don't deserve. The V10, amazing. Also, my vlog's not up yet, but your footage looks so fucking good.
Yeah, it's a great camera.
Great camera.
I honestly loved holding it and vlogging it. That was so sick.
It felt like you were recording on one of those flip up. No, the flip up calculator.
Video now.
Oh my God.
No, the flip up, the button you press and it like unravels.
Yeah.
It felt like one of those in the hand.
Like, it doesn't feel like a camera.
Yeah.
And
when I was vlogging on it, it didn't feel like I was like invasive. Recording myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You
know, it didn't feel like embarrassing. Like, if somebody were to saw me like filming, I wouldn't have felt embarrassed. But for some reason, like a real camera when you're vlogging or even the phone, it just, it like takes you out of it.
I have a clip of you freaking out on me because I put the flash on you, and you're like, "No, no, no, that's not how you vlog.
Fuck, it's crazy. No,
that's not how you vlog."
We're at the bar waiting, right? And it, you know, it's dark out, and you know, people, and then she's just full flashlight, and then she just starts vlogging me and talking to me. I'm like, "Alicia, are you fucking like? How can you just put a whole? It looked like a production set with just a flash going on my face.
It was an iPhone. It wasn't even like another light.
No, it was like it felt." It felt like I was on the Ellen Show.
Mm.
Welcome to Coachella. No, it was. I just wish I had like as much confidence as that to like just like put a flash on myself and just be like, hey guys, we're at Coachella.
I mean, there was no one there.
It was empty.
It was. You're right.
The key is you just don't make eye contact with anyone.
If you can't see the reactions, are
exactly.
they happening?
That's true.
Are you fucking crazy?
Are you fucking crazy?
Look at your face when you put it down. I'm like, why?
Are you fucking crazy?
Oh, man.
Alicia does have like that cliche drunk.
I do. It's high. It's like, it's bad.
And she's a runner. Did she run from you guys at all while we were together?
Oh, she's sprinting the entire time.
You lose her very, very quickly.
But you're always like with people. Exactly. You're like, you're running around, but it's hard to keep track sometimes.
One day we're going to wake and you're just going to be gone. What are we going to do?
Track me.
Yeah.
You are very fast.
No, she runs so fast and bobs and weaves through people.
It's so fun.
last year when I was trying to bring my vlog camera in, I was going through security and I put my bag through and I had my vlog camera that has a detachable lens and my friend's at the very bottom of our bag, put a jacket on top because most of the time they let you through. They don't care, but just depends on who you go through. And I happened to pick this one security girl that was looking through everyone's bags for crumbs, like every zipper, everything. And so she pulls our cameras out and the people in front of us got stopped too. And she's like, you guys can't bring these cameras in. And I was like, okay. She's like, you need a media pass. I was like, okay, is there any way I can get a media pass? And she's like, I don't know. You have to figure it out. I was like, okay, then I'm going to just go like, I'll put them in the car. Or I'll go back to the Airbnb or something. And she like kind of lowers her voice and she goes, if you guys pay me $100, I'll let you go through.
They do that shit. They
made, so that, I gave her $100 in that 30 seconds. She made $200.
You know
bucks.
What? I would do the
an
same thing.
An entrepreneur. Entrepreneur.
They did that. She knew what Matt, she was doing. Too. They just, that's their side hustle there. Catch something and then just make people pay you. Right,
I want to know how much she made that day.
I'm guessing thousands.
I was gonna say like at least $3,000.
And you know what? I think the festival knows too.
Yeah,
they know they're doing that. They're just like what? Like
because
if it's gonna.
They know you would rather give them $100 than have to call and wait for an Uber to go back to your spot
it's true.
To drop it up.
It's like, true.
And also, in the end of the day, and like if you really think about it, it's not like a weapon, right? It's like it's clearly just like shit that 80% of the people in the festival have in their bags right now. Including a camera lens, they're just like, look, it's not, you're not posing any danger. Just give me $100.
I know some people that got arrested one time at Coachella.
Oh, yeah, I know too.
No. Someone else. I know you're talking about that.
Oh,
someone else.
Who else?
No, I'm just kidding. They were like on the field passing it to each other, and an undercover cop came up and was like,
oh,
we had to go to court
they
and everything.
Undercover cops just walking around?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're dressed like regular
they
like
were
festival
like,
goers.
Yeah, wearing like Hawaiian shirts.
That's sick.
Yeah. Of course they're in Hawaiian shirts.
I know,
something
right?
Something super
right,
casual.
The only, he's the like only one in Hawaiian shirts.
What they think is like undercover. Yeah. Like,
every year they get it wrong. They're like, okay, last year they did that. Let's do it. They show up. No one's wearing that except for them. They're like, we got to get it right.
Now I love being on the lookout for like undercovers or like the guy on the flight that's the cop. Like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Love trying
yes.
to find out
oh,
who it is.
I forget every time. You actually look.
Like the
air marshal.
The air marshal.
Yes.
You try to figure out every time you're on a flight?
I try to, but it's
kind of
hard
every
to like,
flight?
See every, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There should be one every flight.
I think of Bridesmaids when she puts her leg up on the door.
Oh my God.
You're
going to
be on the lookout
that.
Now.
Every flight?
Mm-hmm.
They have, I mean, just in case. Can you please tell us your Lana experience? I feel like I feel like you're holding on.
No, okay, long story short, lost my vlog camera. Ollie's phone glitched and did a software update. He lost all of his footage, all of his photos, all of his videos, his entire phone wiped.
After an update?
No, literally, like, she performed Friday. On Sunday, his phone got wiped, like, fully wiped everything.
It's because Men in Black, Will Smith, the camera.
Yep. Did it.
It got everybody's phone.
Okay, he Air Marshal.
I know it.
So then, Remy so graciously hit up her friend, Twee, who performed, who was amazing, and she got us some passes for free. So we went back for weekend two. And Ollie, obviously, you know, we're there to see Lana. And I wasn't blacked out, but the first time I was basically just dancing and rolling around on the grass. So I didn't, I heard her music. I didn't see.
Is that when your nipples were out?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't see?
You didn't see? Yeah, it was all over.
Massive nip slip.
She posted her nipples on Instagram.
You
Instagram reel.
I censored it.
She censored it.
Oh.
That, but my
that,
favorite
that
part.
That heart didn't make it all. It didn't make it all the way through.
I'm sure you had it like slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
My favorite part is that was Remy's, like she was vlogging, didn't notice. Like she was literally vlogging the whole time.
I had no idea.
So funny. So we went back weekend two. We wait for a while at the little barricade thing. It was hot. I think I was like almost going to die for a second.
What time did you guys get to the barricade at?
I just remember we got food and stuff and we were sitting in VIP and I just remember Ollie. I was like, I know he wants to go over there and we're going to sit over here or we're going to sit over there. Like, and also now you can have your drinks anywhere. So like, I'm good to stand there. And I was in my Crocs. So we were good. Like literally so good. Anyway, so she performs, she's amazing. She's beautiful. And literally like, she comes and runs to the person right next to us and then turns, sees us and freaks out. Like literally is like, oh my God. She literally says like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I can't with you guys, like whatever. And I'm just like, this is insane. This is insane. What the,
what's oh, that's what, that's what she said.
Yeah, she's like,
I was
are
trying
you
to figure out what she said because
upset.
She did like an eye roll, but I was like trying to figure out what it
no,
was.
No, people were like, why was she rolling her eyes? And I was like, no, she was just like, oh my God. Like, are you guys fucking kidding me? Yeah. Like, oh my God, I can't.
So she recognized somebody next to you guys at first.
She went up to like, just say hi to like fans. So she, but she happened to be right next to us. So she's like, hi, like saying hi to people before she leaves. But then she sees us and she's like, oh my fucking God. And I was just like, this is insane. Like, this is crazy. This is insane.
That's
this is
really
insane.
Cool.
Fucking love her.
Like, are you back and forth between like, oh, this is so sick and also embarrassed. Like, I feel like I'd be so embarrassed if somebody that I love that like follows me kept seeing me everywhere.
Like, you're like, paying, like, you're paying for their meet and greet. You're like, you're cool, man.
I'd be like, just so back and forth. I'd be fighting with myself all the time. Like, do they want me here? That like, is this
oh,
cool?
No, constantly I'm like, I just never want to annoy her. Like, I never want to be too much. I never want to post, like tag her too much. I'm like, oh my God, because like, ugh. But anyways, we happen to be at the barricade.
Is this in the artist section or is this
artist.
In a oh, it's artist. Barricade, it was still packed like that.
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh, wow.
She's
wow.
fucking huge and like doesn't care. Like she literally deleted her Instagram for fun. And then like she would probably have like 100 million followers, deleted it for fun, made a new one
and
that
then
was
it's private.
Private.
Yeah.
And then this one's finally not private. Like she's just like that.
Oh, wow. just quirky.
Just okay. Quirky. We love it. So then her sister is a photographer. Her name's Chuck. So she's like, in the middle taking photos and I see her and she's taking photos of us like when she's talking to us. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Then she comes up to us afterwards and she's like, I can't believe you guys are real. She literally said that to Ollie and I, her sister. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me? And I was just like, I was probably so awkward. I was like, like, I don't know what I said.
You guys are going to get brunch soon. I could feel it.
Yeah.
I could feel it.
And
hey, Lana, if you're watching, blue jeans.
Did you follow her?
Okay.
Like I did it on purpose for you, Lana. Look. Oh, wow. It looks like I have a...
just rocked
look up. Look, I had a camel toe.
That's really sick, though. So weekend two, you enjoyed?
So good. And then these two guys were behind us, and he's like, hey, open your phone. Like, I have the video. Like, I'll airdrop it to you. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And then he happened to be friends with a mutual friend. And yeah. And then on... We can cut all of this.
No, it's interesting.
I love this. Talk about it.
No,
okay. Are you kidding
me? None of us have a cool artist experience.
This is why you went.
I wish we had a cool artist experience like that. She feels like she's been talking too long. That's why she's freaking out.
All eyes are on you.
Cut it all.
What was the last thing from that?
Did she DM
moment?
You? What's going on?
Well, she had DM'd us before, after weekend one, because day one I wore this like blue and red two-piece thing, but that was her merch. So I had it like, it was a jacket that I had cut, or I had a friend cut into a jacket and a skirt. Mm-hmm. So it was her merch. So then she had DM being like, by the way, like I loved the jacket you wore. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then we saw her and then Chuck took photos of us. And yeah.
She might be stalking you instead of the other way around. I can feel it.
I think it's a mutual love thing. Like it's like you love her, she loves you.
It's crazy.
At first I was gonna call you fucking insane for going back to weekend two, going back to the desert after weekend one. But after that experience, I feel like it was worth it for sure.
Oh, 1,000% worth it. And then also I actually watched the set, it was beautiful. And then I actually was like only tipsy this weekend, so it was really fun to actually watch the sets and remember them.
Yeah, good.
It was great. Who would have thought?
Wow, we're all growing after weekend one.
FOMO.
That's awesome.
I had a little FOMO.
Are you going back?
Hell no.
Weekend three?
Okay, good.
Stagecoach, no.
Stagecoach.
There's people I know that are going all three weekends. Like,
why not?
We have family coming in town.
Bring them.
I know, I was thinking about it.
Get them all artist passes. They would love that.
I just wish I could go see, like, because you know Morgan Wallen's going to throw a chair. Like, oh yes.
You want it to hit you?
He is on
Wait, does he throw a chair every...
You didn't see what happened? He just got arrested for throwing a chair off of, like, a building.
Floor. Yeah.
Oh,
and it
shit.
Almost hit a cop, and then they found him and arrested him. And it's like this whole thing.
So you think he'll do it as a joke?
It could be like his new thing. Steve Aoki, you know how people get caked?
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
There's a lot of good people performing this year, though.
Before we continue, a huge thank you to ZocDoc for sponsoring this episode of our podcast.
You know when you get cornered by that aunt at a family gathering and you feel like you have to bend the truth? You know, the one who asks, when are you getting married? Or what's going on with that promotion? Or why haven't you still moved out of your mom and dad's basement? Only for her to not really listen and just judge you.
Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you.
And we're not talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews, so you can make sure the vibes are vibing before you ever meet in real life.
With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know, and we all understand how having a doctor who actually listens to you is so priceless, and ZocDoc is amazing for those resources.
And ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist.
And these doctors all have verified reviews from actual, real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments.
I actually got a same-day appointment when I was feeling some tummy pain not too long ago, actually.
I know. I remember.
Mm-hmm. It feels so good. Feels like I'm being actually taken care of. And they give you updates on when you need to do your checkups, your follow-ups and everything. And I feel like I have my mommy out here with me just being like, hey, don't forget, hon.
I was going to say, you're a real adult.
It makes me feel like I am.
And you guys should have seen that headache he had when he was in Mexico. This would have been the perfect time to use ZocDoc.
Mm-hmm.
So go to ZocDoc.com/pretty and download the ZocDoc app for free. And then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/pretty. ZocDoc.com/pretty.
Thank you so much, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
All right. So each of us are going to have three flags. One green, one yellow, and one red.
Your own?
No, I didn't. I should have grabbed myself one. Oh, we also have the American flags too. I think that's a good like rebuttal.
Yes.
Guys, this episode's all over the place.
But also this is like, nice. This is who we are. I know we're not like very structured. We're kind of all over the place.
All of us with ADHD.
I also keep seeing people saying, do more of a podcast and not structure. We're like, okay, we're giving it to you right now. This
want
episode.
That? Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. They want that? Thank God.
You know, it's always back and forth with these kids. It's always back and forth.
So we have a game. We're going to be going through different red flags, and we're all going to give our own opinion on it, and we're going to hold up the coordinating color of how we feel. So if we think something is a green flag or, you know, it's not like a bad thing, or if we feel like it's a red flag, we put the red flag up, or yellow if we're feeling... It's in the middle. You know, it's not good. It's not bad. It's just, we don't even think about it.
Heated debate.
Indifference.
Indifference.
It's not hate. It's just indifference.
Who wants to start it off?
I'll go first.
Okay.
When your date asks you, what's the most expensive thing you've bought for yourself?
Ooh. Ooh,
interesting.
Green.
No.
Wait, I don't
Come on,
think that's
guys.
A big deal.
You have to really think about it.
Okay, wait. So Heath and I have green and Zane and Alicia
We're
have
back
red.
To the debate. Here we
yes!
go.
Yes! All right.
Well, state your case.
Is it invasive? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think what they're doing is they're gauging where you stand on like how much money you're spending, what you value. Are you materialistic? Are you just wasteful? Are you mindful of money? Do you understand the value of a dollar? And I think it's a good way if you ask somebody, what's the most expensive thing you've treated to yourself? I think it's a harmless question if done in a cute way, and you get to learn a lot about somebody.
I think also how they respond.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if they ask and, you know, they're like, this purse, and they're like, and they make it like that, I feel like is very telling versus being like, wow, that's a really nice purse. Like that, you should treat yourself. You know what I mean? I think I'm being optimistic.
Yeah,
here.
No. And that's good. I think we're definitely being pessimistic on this side. I think if a girl on a first date asked me, what's the most expensive thing you bought yourself?
Hypothetically.
I think it rings third. Bells in my head.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Oh, you think it's coming from like a gimme standpoint?
Maybe. It, to me, like, that's the first thing I would think. The first thing I wouldn't think was, oh, she cares about my spending habits on a first date.
Yeah.
Why does she care about me that much?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's if it naturally flows into a conversation, but to hit it out of nowhere, like, what are you getting to eat? I think I'm going to do the steak. What's the most expensive thing you've
ever
had?
Yes.
It's a little off-putting.
Yeah.
Yes. It could be jarring.
Yeah. You know?
Realistically, me clearly making this a personal situation, I feel like realistically I knew that this person was just trying to like find stuff to talk about, but I was like, that's like not interesting to me. And then now I was like, okay, like maybe this. And then he started talking about a watch that he got that was like really expensive. And I was just like, this is not.
So he probably asked just so he could brag.
He
about
wanted
the
to
watch.
Brag about his money.
Yeah. I feel like he was just I don't know.
It's fun to talk about, like, it's fun to find out people, like, find out from people who have money what's the most expensive thing they've bought. I think it's very inappropriate on a first date.
Okay.
Because you're interested in them, not their bank account or their spending habits.
Okay. I think that was a really good case. I think you guys did a really good job. Yeah, mm-hmm. Really good job, you guys.
Good job. Wow, we're doing amazing.
Okay, next.
If the person calls a sports team,
Wait, say it again?
Calls a sports team, we. Like, if they're talking, they're like, yeah, we're playing the Chicago Bulls this weekend. Like, as if they're part of the team, and when they refer to a sport that they watch.
Remy's like, is Cal going to watch this?
I'm going to go yellow.
I'm going to go red.
You think that's a red flag?
Yeah, because you're not on the team, baby girl. You're not on the team.
It's not we, baby. It's they.
Okay,
they,
but what if Cal's dad has stake in the Packers and owns a piece of the Packers?
Remy, obviously that's okay, but that's 1%. That's 1%.
Sports are for camaraderie. They're to feel a sense of community.
It's given who's texting us. You know what I mean? Mm. No, they're texting me, baby. They're texting me.
But not when you were fighting with your ex.
That's true.
Yeah, I think to me it's a red flag.
I'm going to go yellow final decision. I've changed my color 20 times, but I'm going to end with yellow because I agree. Like, it can be a lot.
It might be a little bit more leaning towards an ick.
I was going to say, what? Yes. Like, so if someone does it, how do you feel? Like, do you say anything? You just like mentally?
It's okay to like watch sports, you know, like root for a team or whatever. But when I see people like getting like emotional and physically worked up over a sports game that you're not part of and have no control over, I'm like.
With like no betting involved.
Look, I get being a big fan of something. Look, I'll watch a really good show and I get emotional by it. So I get the whole emotional aspect, but don't put we.
If but Zane,
my favorite performer's playing, about to perform. When are we performing?
No, your yeah. favorite. Wait, your favorite.
Wins,
really
wins an Oscar.
We just won.
We just won, guys.
Didn't know this was a group effort.
You guys, that's a really, really good point. I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah,
they're busting their ass on that field. They're taking hits. Those tackles, they don't feel good. And for somebody in the stand with a beer in their hand to be, we won.
We won.
I'm sorry. Wait,
why are you convincing me? Red flag.
There you go. Welcome.
That was a really good point.
That's funny.
There you go.
I get it. Okay.
Okay, Rem.
We're about to see a lot of breakups after this episode.
It's disgusting behavior.
It's disgusting.
Okay, this is for dating. This is if men refer to themselves as a quote-unquote alpha male or call other men beta.
No. Absolutely not.
3, 2, 1.
Red flag.
Just because it's in the dictionary, dummy, you need to use it.
Also, I feel like anyone who is alpha wouldn't even.
Don't call themselves
alpha. They wouldn't
alpha.
Say
yeah. it. That's so true.
They're not alpha.
They're naturally an alpha. They don't need to say
so
it.
Lucky.
So lucky.
Oh, was that the question?
That's the one you sent me.
That's right. Oh, I forgot it was. Do you consider yourself an alpha male? That's
yourself,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
And half the comments thought I went over to alpha male. I'm like, guys, come on.
The way you skipped. I feel like that gave it away.
I will say there's no actual alpha male out there that's getting worked up about other males not being an alpha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if it works you up, you're probably not an alpha male.
Yes. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Period.
Go off, King.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Good entry. Good.
Thank you so much.
I like that one, Remy. Okay. Not wanting to immediately introduce someone that you're dating to the friend group.
I'll argue both ways on this one.
I'm going to put green flag on that.
At what point?
I think dating to me is like for a month or two.
A couple months and you're still not introducing?
Oh, wait. Is a couple months a long time?
Okay, I'm about to change.
All right, let's say a month. Let's say a month.
No, I think just in general.
In general, we'll keep it broad.
Okay. Not introducing.
So it could go both ways, which is why I'm saying, like, you know, one of the bros could be, you know, their friend group is a little bit intense to be around. They might, not for the sake of, you know, hiding the girl from the friends, but being like, protective. I don't want the girl to see my friends and think differently of me. Mm-hmm. So it can go that way or it could go the other way. So I think it's yellow flag. I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah. I think introducing the person you're dating to a friend group or family, I'm going to put family in this too. Family friend group is like you don't want to bring a different girl every few weeks. I think it starts to lose like, oh, here's another girl. You know what I mean? So you want to make sure that you really like this girl and that like you feel 100% with this girl by yourself without having, because I think a couple can change really quickly once you immediately put them in a friend group. They start acting differently because you. Yeah.
I'm indifferent because.
You can't hold two flags.
I'm like this. Three.
But, no. I'm also the type of person that's like, you know, if I'm really into them, then it's going to go somewhere. You know what I mean? So like, I don't want to like ruin it by just like.
Yeah. All right.
I switched from red to yellow because I think it's too situational. Do you like, what are the reasons for not wanting to? Like the word want is what stuck with me.
I know. Mm. And I have a lot of friends where they'll be like, oh, like he won't introduce me to the, and I'm like, red fucking flag. Like he's not into it.
Yeah.
You're just a side piece. But then I also understand like, I don't know. Like I don't want to like bring someone around if it's not like.
I understand the family thing changes it a lot too. I think family makes it a lot more serious.
Yeah. Family's a little bit more, I think that's down the road. Yeah, I think circles first, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Introducing them to your friends is also very important, too, because it's like you see them every day.
When you guys do introduce girls to your friend groups, when I was introducing Cal around, I saved Alicia for last because she's the most intense. Mm. Do you guys do that, or is it just kind of like a free-for-all, like everyone's there?
I think we all met Mariah the night I met Mariah.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
We had a party.
And it wasn't like a, that was just like a random moment too. It wasn't like, oh.
And it's also different like when you have roommates. It's like if they come over, they're meeting your friends at the same time too.
Yeah. That's so true.
But I guess if you're like meeting them on an app and then you go on a date, that's like, to me, that's much more different than, you know what?
Look at us all going yellow. And that's a group consensus.
When you're meeting them on a first date through like a dating app, I think much different than when you're meeting them from another friend group.
For sure.
Meeting them for the first time at a bar because of
yellow. It's situational.
You're intense, huh? Is it like a big wall for you?
Oh, she's super intense. I would never.
What do you mean intense? Intense as in you're very interrogative? Is that the word? Is that a word? Interrogative?
No, she doesn't ask questions. She's quiet and just very judgy.
I thought you'd be like more like hands on, like you're around him a lot. You're asking questions.
I'm more like
try to catch a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Very observant.
Oh, observant.
If I caught like one of my girls like friends just staring at me the whole time, just like eyeing me, that would.
Because if you can put up with that, then you're worthy.
It's very scary. Yeah.
I just hate when guys are like, "Oh, I'm dating your best friend, so you should be best friends with me," or like you should like me just because she likes me. And I'm like, fuck that. Oh. Like you have to fucking work for this.
It is work.
But some friends say they hate that about me. So I'm like, okay, I need to work on that.
It might be a red flag.
There needs to be a friend like that though.
What color flag is it if a guy tells you that you're the only ex his wife likes?
I'm so confused. Like,
yeah.
So this means you're married and you're talking to your ex telling her that your wife currently likes red.
There should be no conversations like that. Why is he with her? This sounds so situational. I really want to hear about this.
Yeah.
That's so specific, Alicia. Everyone listening, like, what the fuck?
Put a finger down.
5 minutes long. Put a finger down if you've ever had it.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Just me? Okay, that was awesome.
All right, okay. Well, we'll get into that.
We will.
I mean, already, I know your situation. In general, that one was a red flag. But also, means he is speaking ill of other women that were not you. Mm. And I don't like that either.
You're so fucking right. Where's that American flag?
Hate you.
Very good.
got him. If you're watching.
I have so many in here, so I want to make sure I get a good one.
Ooh, he
buys fake jewelry / fake designer.
Save that coin.
I'm with that.
I'm with like it.
Yeah.
I will say, if they're flaunting it like it's real.
Right.
That's a red flag.
If you're wearing a Gucci shirt or Gucci jacket, you're not wearing it as a fake. You're flaunting it as a real one.
I respect the people that wear that Gucci, but it's G-U-C-C-Y or something. And it's like clearly fake. It's like, I like that. That's cool. You know it's fake and you want everybody to know that it's fake too. But like,
right.
You know? I get that. You know, it's...
I think lying about it is the red flag.
Yeah, lying about it is a big red flag.
Because there are those people who are like, yeah, it's real. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's fine. Anytime I get a compliment on my fake shit, I'm like, oh my God, I'll send you the link. It's so cheap.
Yeah, be open about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yellow flag. Good, yellow flag. We always end up with a yellow flag, huh?
Someone that uses Apple Music.
Okay. I feel targeted. I feel targeted.
I'm
sorry.
I don't think there's anything.
No, wait.
Spotify.
Yeah. Okay, Pandora user.
There's nothing wrong with
that shit. Hi.
Hey, as long as you're listening to music, it doesn't matter what platform you're using.
Pandora, you can hear the static.
Apple, you can sponsor me.
Don't you like wish at the end of the year you could see what was your most listened to song?
No.
Or your best artist? No, you don't care?
I think it's fun.
Because I know it, like, it, no.
Okay.
Not Mariah texting right now.
She's saying the episode is uploading, y'all.
Out your mouth.
Responding with 100% honesty when a girl asks how she looks.
Ooh. I mean, the deliver is like everything, though. I'm putting up a green flag.
I'm putting a green flag,
but
too.
But be nice.
You can't be me. But I make sure, like, in order to be honest, you have to be, like, very blunt, but, like, in a nice way. Right?
Okay, we all have green flags.
I think it's green for sure.
I think honesty goes a long way.
Agreed.
And like you said, it's in the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
How you present it. I think you're always beautiful. However, I think this looks better on you.
You are much more an autumn color.
But if your boyfriend's saying that, then I think we've got another problem.
That's funny.
Like your color analysis.
No, I don't
get it.
I just laugh for the vibe.
The background
just
track.
Just feel included.
I just wanted to feel, a part of it.
That was a good one.
When he always, always has a condom in his wallet.
That was me in high school, but big red flag.
It's pretty wild.
It's Remy. Here's the thing, you nasty.
To be fair, most of the people that always have a condom
safety first
in their wallet are never using it.
No
anyways.
Glove, no love.
Remy, here's the thing. You can't, like, having that shit in your wallet, it, like, the amount of deterioration happens is so unsafe and unhealthy.
I don't think it really matters. He's just manifesting.
First of all, if he has a wallet that's big enough to fit a condom into a, like, a compartment, red flag.
Get him out of here.
If you can slip a condom.
Why can't someone just, like, think
but say, Heath, I would pull mine out in high school and that shit would, it would be so deteriorating.
One of them big ass trifolds. Yeah. Fucking binder in the back pocket. Absolutely not. Throw it away.
Well, you know Remy had that shit on her on her person.
She kept them in Pokemon card slips.
Yeah. She had every size just in case.
I'm prepped, baby.
She got the holographic. For you, baby.
Limited edition.
The different flavors. What we want, honey? Grape or strawberry tonight?
No glove, no love.
No glove, no love.
That is funny. When he says the wife,
Like you gotta talk to the wife.
Yeah,
I would never personally say that, but it sounds like they're putting it in a pedestal.
I'm kind of leaning towards indifferent.
To me, it's like a pedestal, like the wife.
I think it's very degrading.
I think it's degrading too, but I could see That's why I'm yellow. I could see it either being like, oh, the wife said this.
It's always in a negative way. Yeah. It's never.
You're right. I'm red.
Heath, you see, that's not fair. You didn't say it was in a negative way. Yeah, you could say the wife.
No, but if you're referring to your wife as the wife, that alone in itself is negative.
What about my beautiful, perfect angel of a wife?
That is also totally different.
If you hear it from a girl's perspective and they say, gotta ask the husband first.
There's a connotation to it. So if you're saying, I have to ask the husband first, you're meaning it's not up to me. I gotta ask the husband first.
You're meaning it in a negative way. So if you're saying a negative way, obviously it's a red flag.
Listen to this though. Yeah, I have to ask my husband first. Yeah, I have to ask the husband first.
They sound the same to me.
I think it sounds completely different.
I think it's a red flag. I think just use their name.
Yes. Like if any of my guy friends are like, yeah, I got to go home. I got to go see the wife. I'd be like, yeah, that was weird.
I feel like when I hear the words, the wife, the phrase, I feel like it's like a,
I got to ask.
Yeah. One big exhale while saying it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it as a negative thing until now. Cause now I'm like, wait, I don't know.
Cause I've heard it both positive and negative ways.
It seems complainy.
It also seems like you're like blaming them or, putting a lot of responsibility on
maybe
the other
we
person.
Should listen.
I don't want to leave, but you know,
the wife. Yeah. That's a red for sure.
Yeah.
Again, it's like the way you say it, obviously.
Okay. Say it in a nice way. Cause that's why I was yellow too. I could imagine it being in like, oh, the wife wants this.
Yeah.
I guess it depends.
It's your wife.
My wife. It's not like this.
That's my wife.
Yeah. Okay. I see that. Okay.
Comment below what you think.
I get it though. Get your stance.
I'm going yellow still. I feel like there's some situations that'd be fine with it.
Oh, I like this one. Okay. Let's say you go on a date.
Okay.
And the person says they don't have social media. What are our thoughts on them not having social media? You think, wow.
Well, okay.
Okay, Alicia thinks red flag. I think yellow.
It depending on the person. They have to have a certain personality.
Situational.
Yeah, because the personality says a lot about them.
It could either be a very, very hard green or a very, very hard red. That's the thing. Like, they could be like
Tinder swindler type situation.
Or like just so far removed and don't care about social media at all.
Or
and think
condescending
it's
about social media stuff too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you have a TikTok? Like, cute. I'm better than you.
One of us to have like a significant other that doesn't or hate social media could be a big problem in the relationship. Mm-hmm. So for us, it'd be really bad. But like, I could see a lot. Social media is terrible now. Horrible. You know what I mean? So I would get if somebody just wants to be away from that. I get it.
It's
really toxic. My brother doesn't have an Instagram or anything. And it's like,
and he's a good guy.
Yeah. He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Which I believe that's the case sometimes, but I have read up because I clearly am judgmental. I assume you have a family. Like, I'm like, if I'm talking to someone and they don't have social media, I'm like, where's your family? Like, what the
interesting
fuck?
Interesting.
So in my head, you are guilty until proven innocent. Like,
you're saying that they don't have a family?
He has a wife and kids. And if he tells me he doesn't have social media, I'm like, what are you hiding? So to me, I'm the scary friend.
You've been caught too many times, like talking to other girls on social media where you just delete it.
But my head just goes that way. I'm like, okay, so I don't trust you. But like, it could be a very good green thing. Like, it could be fine, but in my head, it's red until it's green, you know?
Mm. Honestly, to me, it's nice. You don't have to work. Like, you don't have to see what I post. Cringy shit.
You're like a guilty until proven innocent kind of person.
With that, yes. A thousand percent.
Okay. New judicial system.
She for the people. Yes. Fuck the system.
Book them.
Okay, that was good.
This is so fun.
And I love that we actually hear each other out and like, okay, I could see what you mean by that.
Open floor, no judgment.
All right, you ready? Mm. The person you're dating does not have a friend group of their own.
I'm going
so
red.
Like no friends at all?
Yeah, like a bit, like a loner, which, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that like don't have a friend group, but it can be... I'm gonna do red flag. And it's not good.
Orange.
It's not good that I'm doing this. I feel like it's very,
I think there's a difference between like the way that that's worded. It could be like they don't have a friend group or like meaning their friend group is now your friend group. Like they're just a part of your friend group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is good in a sense of, you know, if it's a long relationship, all your friends become all of your friends.
And then there's a breakup and then you lose. Is that what you're saying?
Well, just like I think about like Mariah and I, like our friends are our friends.
Yeah.
Right. We all have one giant big friend group.
Uh-huh.
Like there's no group that I go hang out with that she doesn't know or that I'm.
Oh, I think that's, you know what so I mean? Like,
yeah, that's but the prompt is the person you're dating has does not have a friend group of their own in that situation.
That means they're like loners, no friends.
Yeah.
I feel like I've known both situations where I've known a girl who she was in a long-term relationship. They broke up. So then she stopped hanging out with all of her friends who were the friends with the ex. So then she was like, fuck, I have no friends now. So I wouldn't think
past
she...
trauma.
Yes, that's I wouldn't...
Trauma.
But I wouldn't think that'd be a red flag because like she wasn't a red flag. But I also am like, oh, can you not keep friends? That's my flag in it.
Yeah.
Or if you swap best friends every 3 months.
Same idea. Flag. Like you can't keep, you know.
Yeah.
I think to me, it's more of like that's a good, like what you said with she can't keep, she can't keep friends. Yes. But also it's like, I feel like it's a balance too. It's like you want the significant other the person you're dating to have kind of their own.
Like you feel responsible?
Before it starts. I think it's like it kind of.
What
am
if
I the
they
toxic
just,
one?
No, what if no, they no, just no. moved and they that's, don't have friends? Or what if the they like
that situation? Oh my God, that situation.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's why you can't really like look at everything as like from the cover because you have to think about like the situation.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
So let's toss out these red and green flags.
We should toss out the yellow.
Everything is situational. Oh, you're right.
Everything is situational.
Yeah. Okay. I am going red.
I would say overall,
I would be like, why?
I'm more red.
Y'all flip quick. Okay. All right, that was mine.
Okay, we're also going to go through our individual red flags that we have about ourselves. We're just going to kind of rapid fire it. I'm just going to list them all. And then this is me being vulnerable. This is me opening up, so take that.
And we'll collectively raise our flags for everything you're saying.
Okay, so one of my red flags is that I have flavor of the month syndrome. If you don't know what that is, I change my mind about things very frequently, of things that I get obsessive with. So one month it might be fishing and then I go buy a fishing pole and I'm like, I am with this.
Literally
then the next month I'm like, I'll be into something else. And then that I get like super obsessive over and I kind of like finding new hobbies and things like that. It's
that's
okay.
Good. That's
just
good.
Alicia and I just had this conversation. We do the same thing. And like when we get this hyperfixation,
we buy
you
it
need
all.
Everything that you could possibly need for that.
Yeah.
I want to buy a sewing machine.
Yeah, exactly. That's my newest one. I'm going to pick up knitting. And then you just go buy the whole rig. You're buying yarn. You're doing all this. Yep. And then it's like next month you'd be like, what else could I try?
I will pick it up again like annually though. Yeah. So like it'll come back. But I feel the same way.
You see, I'm so close with that where I'm obsessed with it. I get everything for it and I don't touch it. And then I'm on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. So I buy everything and it sits in my closet and I don't use it.
If you don't even do it...
That's a red flag. Okay. That is.
Hey, as long as you return it.
That's a financial problem.
As long as you return them.
I have a very, very difficult time waking up in the morning unless it's for something fun that I'm excited to go to.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, I love
relatable,
my sleep.
Dude.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to look horrible next to you.
I have a really bad time like waking up.
That's the human experience. Yeah.
But if it's like, hey, we're going fishing at 4 a.m. Boy.
That's the same thing.
Okay.
Same
baby, that is, you have a downside of depression and that's okay. We all have it.
Okay, here we go. We might get a couple different flags on this one.
Okay. Ooh.
I prepare for the end of the world.
I mean...
It can happen.
I'm going to give you a red
it's
flag
a little
for
icky.
That one.
It can happen.
How prepared are we? Like, you have an earthquake kit or you have, like, a dungeon
have
of shit?
6 months worth of food in my garage.
So I do, too, because my parents sent me them.
Okay, that's good.
I'm going to give you yellow for that.
Stockpiling other
And
supplies?
You know what? If there's ever a zombie apocalypse, I'll know who to go to.
Guys, here's
He's
the
not
thing.
Gonna share.
I'm about to have Heath's. I'm about to have Heath's side on this. It's crazy that we got these yellow flags up right now because we're forgetting about everything that's happened in the past, and we just think that it just can't happen again.
I don't think it's bad to be over prepared. I don't. I just personally have one earthquake kit, and that's it. But I think that's fine.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad we don't have a red yet.
just letting you know that Gucci purse ain't gonna hold you well through a war.
It's fake anyway.
When there's nukes coming down to the country, trust me. I'm running over to Heath's house. That's why I have his back on these conversations. Because I don't want to be at, I don't want to be at the front door.
He only backs me up just for this.
And everyone's going to have, because when people see that he left me to drive, they're going to be like, he's had your back. That's been your best friend And I just want to make sure I have that proof out there.
Premeditated.
Because look, when them nukes start coming down, everybody's on their own. No, you think anybody's gonna have a heart for you? Hell no. But I know he's gonna have one for me. Exactly. And I will not be prepared, but you know what?
You agree?
I can be good. I know I can help out. I can help
what
out.
What can you bring to the table?
I can bring in shit. I don't know, but I can definitely bring shit to the table.
Especially, you bring those air marshal skills?
Yeah, yeah. I could be a great like bodyguard. I know how to use a gun. So like, I know that I can protect us. I'd be like,
you know, the world's ending.
I know a lot. I've had a lot of dreams lately. Uh-oh. Well, nightmares, I should say, about the, you know, about the world ending.
Okay. Another one of my red flags. I put my phone face down all the time.
That's
like if I'm at a restaurant, I always go face down. A lot of people think that's sketchy.
If I was
that's green flag.
As the significant other, if I felt like you were trying to hide something, that'd be red. But
I just do it so I don't have like alerts popping up.
Yeah, same.
Like,
I think you're in tune with the conversation.
Yeah.
I think it's, you could be the most respectful and just like have it in your pocket. Oh. I saw somewhere and it made sense. They were saying how your phone on the table, whether it's up or down, it shows that you are waiting for a call or a text and you're not really in the conversation that you're in.
He looked up dating tips.
I did. You saw the same article.
I saw the same thing.
I put in what not to do on a date. Usually I don't follow it.
Putting it in your pocket could also be more sketchy. Like, I think putting it down on the table face down is good.
A little vulnerable.
Yeah, I think it's good. I personally do.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, I know a lot of people think that that's a red flag.
You're
so I wanted to include it.
Person. Watch out for Heath, guys.
I know.
Watch him. He's a sketchy one.
Okay, I feel like that's all I have.
That's good.
I'm a super conspiracy theorist nut job.
I don't know why that became such a negative thing. I think it's fun. People loved conspiracy theories back then.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what flipped.
TikTok.
They're just fun. They've always been fun to me.
Denver Airport.
Question the narrative. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's fun.
Question everything.
Keep asking questions.
There you go.
All right, that's all I have.
From Remy herself. All right.
Red flags?
Yeah,
should I read a couple?
Yeah, read a couple.
Okay. I hate all melons.
Green fucking flag. Remy, cantaloupe.
Watermelons.
Why are they slimy? And why are they...
Honey, justice for honeydew.
Nope.
That's what I have
watermelon.
To say.
Honeydew
can die.
When it's ripe.
Honeydew can die.
Watermelon alone makes you dead wrong.
I hate watermelon.
When there's a plate of fruit, I never ever go for watermelon, for cantaloupe,
because
for melon.
Because they're underripe and disgusting. Like, I agree.
It just doesn't, like, it just doesn't feel right.
But when it's ripe.
Pineapple's not a melon, right?
No, I don't think so.
Woo! Thank God, because pineapple is my number one.
I love a pineapple. I love a berry. Mm. I love quite literally every other fruit than a melon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mango. Mm-hmm. Mango.
Mango.
Come on.
Don't even get me started on a mango.
You don't like mango melons?
Melons. Big juicy melons.
What the
fuck? I was hoping it was something I didn't know.
Lucky. Okay.
No, it's from Austin Powers.
I am allergic to certain foods. But I still eat them.
Green flag.
Honestly,
cooking with Remy. They're good.
No, it's a red flag.
So
why?
It is my red flag for sure.
It's a red flag. It means that there's one thing in this world you can't have and you still have no self-control.
That's true.
And you have put your body in harm's way just for the sake of you not being able to control your urges.
I like
that is a
can you control yourself around an avocado?
It's avocado. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. Is it really avocado?
It's certain species of avocado.
And you're Asian too.
Girl, they come from Asia.
No, but there's so much shit. There's so, like, sushi? Are you kidding me?
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know you're telling
if
me.
If I can't have avocado in my sushi, I don't want sushi. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sushi!
Okay, here's my last one. I leave hair everywhere that I go.
Pick it up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are you leaving it and picking it up, or are we just like leaving it?
It's just like I shed a lot. Like I'll
what?
Like my hair just sheds a lot.
I shed a lot.
You know, brushing my hair. I have split ends. I like to pick my hair a lot. So
hairnet. get one.
I actually own them. I'll put some on.
Those school cafeteria ladies, mm-hmm. they know that. They have a hairnet. They're always prepared.
Well, it's not when I'm cooking. It's just like when I'm brushing my hair or if I'm like.
Shower.
I think it's fine.
Thank you.
Your hair in a hairnet.
All right, I got one of each. I got a yellow, a green, and a red.
Yeah.
I think as long as we're clean about it afterwards. Yeah. That's true. I don't think there's an issue.
Yeah. You're good. You're good.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I got one. Oh, your own red flag. Fuck. Just hit me like everyone's going with them.
Just now, halfway through.
Do you want me to go first?
My red flag, the one off the top of my head. My red flags are, I'm a really bad texter.
Yep.
I'm not a good listener.
It took me a long time to not take it personal from either of you.
My red flag is I don't have a solid hobby and I need to find one.
I think pretty you have good. Hobbies.
What?
Game of Thrones.
That's not a hobby.
We.
Podcasting is not a hobby. Editing is not a hobby. But I just feel like that's the only thing that I want to like work on is like something that's business wise.
Okay.
I don't want to work on something that's, I mean, there's times where I do have fun editing. I guess I would say editing is a hobby.
I think it's hard though, because we all started doing this as a hobby and then it turned into a job.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like.
Yeah. I like taking photography, but like, I'm not going to waste my time doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to waste my time learning about it, but like, I like to imagine myself as a, you know what I mean?
All right. Yeah.
I have a lot of dreams. I just don't feel like pursuing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Zero motivation or desire to do anything.
Bitch, you two. We rock in the same boat.
Okay.
I'm just the sailor, or I'm the captain, you're the sailor.
My red flags.
I got one.
Oh, that I'll get stopped at TSA, that I don't look like my passport. I'm a catfish.
What does your passport look like?
No, remember I had that video go viral because I didn't look really like my passport?
Oh, wait. No, I've never seen
it. It got
video.
Like picked up on like news articles.
Wait.
It happened. I was trying to get back into the country from, I forget where we were.
You're in Turkey.
I was in Turkey and they said I didn't look like my passport.
You made it. You made international news?
I did. I literally did.
You were stuck in a foreign country? I looked at the wrong camera. No.
Catfish.
I gotta see the passport picture after.
No, I literally. Can we like put it up here? Yeah, I literally look like an international because I had my bangs, and I like everyone was like, "How did they let you put like keep your bangs down for the photos?" Because normally they make you move them. I was like, I don't know. They just didn't make me. I'm not gonna lie. I remember getting my pictures in at CVS, and I think the kid had a crush on me because he let me redo it like 6 times, and he kept being like, "Oh, you look really pretty," and I was just like, "Okay." Apparently you're not supposed to have bangs, so everyone's like, "How did they let you have bangs?" I look like an international spy on my passport.
The thing is that CVS, they're not that strict over there.
No.
Oh, they are? Or they're not?
Well, for passports, there's like guidelines you're supposed to do. I don't know, but that's what I have.
Interesting. And they approved you.
I don't look like me. Especially when I travel, I look disgusting because I have no makeup, hair. Damn. Like really I'm not glam. Funny. Why the fuck did I get glam for a passport photo? It was the trend.
Wow, so are
it
we
was
like
a viral thing?
Yeah.
Are we like with a celebrity?
Yeah, you knew, the picture was going to be seen for a very long time. Those passports. You know,
10 years.
Exactly. And you're like, so, I don't want to look bad in my passport photo, not realizing that you.
No, I literally look like a spy. Anyways, that's a red flag. My other really big red flag is kind of embarrassing, but I like old salads.
What?
Yeah, that's a red flag for sure.
Like a salad that's been sitting around?
Like if I had a salad today, I would put it in the fridge and I would eat it for lunch tomorrow. And I'll.
Like with Jordan the dress, with the dressing in it.
You like it soggy?
Ew.
Wait,
that's,
what?
That's a bigger red flag than the passport.
Keith, I know she said the next day. I know it's after a week.
No, it's 100%
a
week.
It doesn't last that long.
Alicia, it's a day. You know it's a week.
You know when you have those like bags of lettuce in the fridge and it starts leaking like brown juice?
Ew. That's what. Oh, that's her favorite part. Like the mold, when it gets moldy.
That's really bad.
That's disgusting, Alicia.
I know.
It's gross.
I know.
You should get help.
I know.
All right, what else you got?
I refer to myself in third person.
Oh, God. I know exactly what you mean, too. Oh, God. Why, Alicia?
I
don't know, because Alicia likes doing that.
I'll check some of my clothing apps, like, daily, just as, like, a video game. Like, I'm like, what's new? Like, that's
to, like, sell your own clothing? Or, like...
No, like, I'll go on Revolve and be like, what's new? Like every day.
I'm always on like OfferUp and Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
Yeah, every day.
Oh my God, I treat it like a video game. Before bed, I'm like, gotta check my app.
It's almost like, to me, it's another social media.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Like I scroll through, I'm like, wow.
I think it's a healthier social media than like Instagram and TikTok and all that. Yeah, absolutely. Green flag.
That's a green flag. Don't worry.
For sure. Wow. And then I also have, I'll kiss all my gay friends when I'm drunk.
Only if they consent and they like it.
Yeah, I think it's a green flag. Consent is sexy. I think we all learned so much about each other. What a fun game.
I also wrote, but this is for all of us, the fact that we have a podcast and we may or may not talk about people on it. Like if I was someone dating me, I'd be like, she has a podcast.
Being a podcaster is a red flag.
100%.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching, tuning in.
If you made it to the end, comment below your own red flag.
Yeah. If you made it to the end, comment the red flag emoji.
Ooh.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Basically Unfiltered.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Peace.